Hello everyone. Welcome to the podcast series on Pharma, Healthcare, Medical Device and Digital Health by Nishit Desai Associates. I am Dr. Milind Antani, who leads Pharma Healthcare Practice. I am joined by my colleagues Ishika Fadke and Tanya Kukade from a core team. We are going to cover a lot of topics, but initially I want to touch upon very relevant area where Government of India is focusing a lot. The manufacturing is considered to be the most important function in the pharma sector. India has a presence of multinational companies, which are pharma's innovator companies having a presence in India. Some of them do have manufacturing presence, but as India is called pharmacy of the world and provides and supplies significant quantity of drugs manufactured in India, Government of India is looking at focusing on making India a manufacturing hub, not only for the India demand, for global demands. In fulfilling this, government has come out with significant schemes and initiatives. One of them is Make in India and PLI, which is Production Links Initiative Scheme, in which government is inviting all the manufacturers to fulfill certain criteria to get advantage of certain schemes so that they can manufacture in India for global demands. So I want my colleague Tanya to speak more on that.
So in furtherance of this policy objective of introducing India or placing India at the global front as a manufacturing and exporting hub for pharmaceutical and medical devices, the Department of Industrial Policy and Promotion, that is the DPIIT, issued the Public Procurement Preference to Make in India Order in 2017. Now, this order was introduced to govern the public procurement process throughout the ministries and departments in the country. What is unique to this order is that each nodal ministry, that is each ministry or department responsible for the goods and services within that department, can issue specific orders pertaining to the specific special requirements of each department or ministry, wherein they can prescribe the nature of local content, the nature of purchase preference, and what can be calculated or what can be the components of inclusion when you're looking at something called as a local content for each product. Now, why this is relevant is that the general order, the general procurement, public procurement order, specifies that when a ministry or department or the government departments are looking at procurement of certain goods or services, preference should be given to local suppliers. Now, to qualify as a local supplier in India under this order, the local content in your product should qualify a certain percentage. Now, this local content is determined on the basis of numerous criteria that may be prescribed by the department or ministry in their specific procurement orders. So, in the pharmaceutical and medical devices industry, the DPIIT has notified the Department of Pharmaceuticals as the nodal ministry. So the common department regulates the purchase preference and public procurement within these two for these two products. Now for the pharmaceutical and medical devices industries, there are specific public procurement orders that govern what would be local content, what would be the purchase preference, and the manner of such procurements from the bidders in India. Now, local content calculation for pharmaceutical and medical devices companies takes place by looking at the amount of value added in India. And in such calculations, the imported content in such items is excluded. Now, this becomes important because we see a lot of foreign manufacturers looking to set up their manufacturing facilities in India, and at present, even though they might not have the full capability to qualify as a class 1 or class 2 local supplier basis the percentage of local content in their products, they face numerous issues in including certain value add items. So while we see a lot of pharmaceutical manufacturing happening in India, there is still scope for foreign manufacturers to actually set up medical device manufacturing in India. Medical device manufacturers are looking to set up manufacturing facilities in India at present to be able to qualify as local suppliers. However, this is happening in a phased manner. Recently in 2021, to assist pharmaceutical and medical devices companies in understanding or clarifying to what extent imported content can be included within the for the purposes of calculation of local content, the DPIIT clarified that any form of imported content or miscellaneous or complementary activities such as transportation, rebranding, etc. would not be considered for the purposes of calculation of local content. And recently, this has been followed by a revision order issued by the DPIIT, which further strengthens the idea or the intent of the DOP to encourage local manufacturing of these products. Now, this revision order, which we would like to delve into, also provides much needed clarity in terms of activities such as repackaging, rebranding, or refurbishing of devices and pharmaceutical products that takes place in India. Now, any of these activities would now be considered as reselling of imported product, and not much of these activities or any expenses incurred for these activities would qualify as local content as per the latest revision order. So at present, medical devices companies are facing issues in establishing this local content, given that numerous parts or a major part of their devices is being imported into India, subsequently refurbished or put in as components in other medical devices. And in such circumstances, the imported content value is supposed to be excluded. So it's the revision order not only provides these specific clarifications in terms of local content calculation, however, there are instances or provisions which are likely to benefit medical devices industries, given that the revision order specifically excludes the requirement of meeting local content percentage under the general procurement order. By allowing consumables or spare parts of medical devices to be imported. Now, in these circumstances, these devices, these component products would not be subject to the local content requirement. So this may be a sunlight area where, you know, even after importing certain medical devices into India, the products and supplies and services can still be imported by the procuring entity in India. Now, to solve these issues, the solution to solving these make in India local content issues faced by pharmaceutical and medical devices manufacturers, we see that a lot of collaboration and indigenization processes are underway, and foreign manufacturers are looking to set up local manufacturing units in India. Now, this can be done through contract manufacturing or setting up initial manufacturing units, and while also ensuring that the value of the imported content at present can be balanced with the manufacturing or any value-add activities that is taking place in India. So as discussed earlier, the entire mechanism of make in India or the manufacturing objective of manufacturers in India is being complemented by the production linked incentives. So here the manufacturers are being given tax benefits and incentives to ensure that manufacturing happens in India. There's more localization, there is encouragement and a push for the local communities to take up more such local value addition activities. So this sums up some of the key developments in the sector of Make in India and pharmaceutical and medical devices. However, there is a lot to be looked at. There are a lot of clarifications that are yet to be taken from the Department of Pharmaceutical, and there is ample scope for foreign manufacturers to enter Indian markets and look forward to setting up local manufacturing units to cater to the global demand. With this, we conclude our podcast. Thank you for listening to us, and we would love to hear back from you. Please write to us.